阿门。啊，感谢主啊，谢谢你。如果我没讲出来，你就讲了。好，我们是兄弟嘛，真的。
是我老师啊。
怎么忽然变了？他以前的叫我兄弟啊，有没有？
本来就是我老师。
哎呀，这个是好。那因为最后一节哈。
Okay, this is our last session.
我现在这个先放着。
We'll first put this aside.
因为这节是 Q&A 嘛。
Because this is technically a Q&A session.
Q&A 完了再来讲这个。
So maybe after answering some questions, then we'll go back to this topic.
这个讲久了哈，可能都睡着了。
Because you go into detail about this, maybe everyone will fall asleep.
但最后我再把结果告诉你就好，这样比较快。
And then the end, I'll just make a conclusion. Maybe that's quicker.
那其实这是有一个理路的，就是说。你这些我没有时间，如果更多时间你讲完，你可以去 Princeton 去他们那边跟他们对下坐下弄圣经，用这个可以谈的。
And all this information actually is useful.
这全世界一样的，无论你去 Princeton 去哈佛都一样。
You can use all
these. 不要被他们说他们是什么教授啊，什么神学家，被他们骗，他们是在搞这个啊。
You can use all these original sources, and you can sit down and discuss point by point all the statements, because they also have to go back to the original source.
那其实有些神学家还是蛮有 clean 的 reason 的，他会承认错，但是或是说不对，但是他承认不对，他也不会信你啊。
And there are theologians who may be very reasonable, and they may admit to you that they are wrong, but they probably will not eventually believe in you and be baptized.
有一个叫那个什么 Reed， 那个叫什么？
There was a professor, Dr. Reed.
Reed， 他是在加拿大是蛮有名的。
He is a pretty renowned professor in Canada.
第一次，当然他来找我们了，我跟他谈。
And so he went and found us, and I was talking with him.
2007年在印尼啊。
This was 2007 in Indonesia.
我说我们讲这样对不对
？And then I asked him what we have.
问他。
What we preach.
他说好。
What we preach is it right? He said yes, it's excellent.
那最后呢，我跟他说，你现在所欠的。就是你彻底悔改，到真耶稣教会来受洗。
And I told them one thing you lack.
我是直接这样跟他讲的。
One thing you lack is you must repent, come and be baptized in the True Jesus Church. I told them very directly.
因为一般如果我遇到他是如果是真的是学者，我是很直接讲的。当然他们很直接讲的。
When I meet with these scholars, I talk to them very directly. Of course, they also talk to me very directly.
我一般对信徒是很客气。
With believers, I'm usually more polite.
我一般遇到学者，我不怕的。
But when I talk with scholars, I'm not afraid of them.
不是我们厉害。
It's not because we are better.
因为我们神给我们的。
But it's because God is supporting our backs.
我是这样相信的。
This is what I believe, and this is the truth.
他是真的学者，我不骗你。
He's a true scholar.
啊，他笑笑啊，谢谢。
He just smiled at me, nodded and shook my hand.
如果你这样的话跟一个平常的别的教会人讲，他气起来了，我也不会跟他这样说。那真的他是一个学者。
So if I were to say this to another person, not a scholar, maybe they would get angry, but he was truly a scholar.
后来呢，到了2010几年，因为他在写东西啊，写升等论文啊，不是写那个一个 paper symposium。
So he was writing a very involved thesis. It was not just a paper.
因为他在这中间，他又跟教会的几个人说，是不是我有时间跟他谈？我说我像这种人，我没有时间了，我宁可跟一个我们教会的小朋友一起。讲耶稣的小故事啊，或是跟我们的信徒谈啊，我不愿跟这种人谈，因为我已经跟你讲过了。最后就是你要怎么样悔改受洗，
and
得应许的圣灵，已经讲完了。那他要知道的是说，到底你们的神观是怎么样？你们的
and
他挖资料，我哪里有时间啊
？And he came
back. 你有没有交学费
？He came back and was trying to ask for more information about what is your concept of the Godhead.And I didn't have the time to talk with him in detail because I already gave him the conclusion. You must repent, be baptized, receive the Holy Spirit. And he was trying to basically dig out more information to put into his dissertation. He didn't even give tuition.
然后到2012年，他跑到台湾去，他找到，因为我来在神学教嘛，他又找到我。
And then another time, I was in Taiwan.
又透过几个人，我说好吧，就谈。
I was in Taiwan at the theological seminary, our church there, and then he through other people found me again.
我又跟他谈了差不多两个小时。
And I talked to him about 2 hours.
我还没谈，我就知道啊，这浪费时间了。
And then once I started, I knew that this is going to be a waste of time.
不要忘记，我是传道。
Don't forget, I am a preacher.
我绝对不是学者。
I'm not a scholar.
绝对不是。
I'm not a scholar.
我不是讲理论的。
I'm not just talking about theories.
我讲完就是我是传道，就传给你，传道，你信不信？信受洗来，
after,
得到恩典。After, 不信，我只是心里讲，定罪。
After I preach,
我就走了。
The truth.
我是传道，不要忘记。
I'm a preacher, so it's up to the person to accept, believe. If you believe, then come and be baptized. If not, then in my heart I say then that the gospel condemns you.
当然不要随便做主人，我也不会了，是心里说啊，糟糕。
So I only say this in my heart, like, oh, this is it's pitiful.
好了，谈完之后。
So after the two-hour discussion,
你现在如果有关于台中国那个所谓的本土教会，它现在变世界有名，你上网每次有 symposium 谈有关。中国本土教会，它一定是几乎是好像是代表真耶稣教会这一方来讲话。
Now, if you were to look,
我们没有派他了。
Look him up.
他以为他自己对真耶稣教会很有研究。一开始的时候，我就跟那个负责人讲说，这个不要对他太好。我们是帮助他升等啊，他以后一定是，我不骗你，你如果有录音的话，这是2007年，我已经讲了，是真的，果然是这样。他是学者，说我们来讲，以学术道德来讲，他实在是好的，有学术道德，有学术修养。但是呢，以宗教，以我们是传道来讲的话，浪费时间。
So
有没有用？没有。
If you look his name up today, he's one of the most renowned people in terms of the field of the indigenous Christian churches that began in China, including True Jesus Church. So in all these conferences and symposiums, you always see him, and he is as if he is the representative. We didn't even send him to represent the views and the beliefs of the True Jesus Church. But so yes, he indeed is a scholar. He's very good and detailed, whatever. But from a preacher's point of view, we're basically just helping him write more papers and climb the academic ranks. It's a waste of time.
后来呢，他有写 paper 出来了。
So he published papers.
他把我们当成什么 Unitarianism?
And he categorized us
into
Unitarianism.
有没有？你没有看？他把我们想成这样。
我没有看。
我讲了半死，不能了解就是了。
So in the end, he completely confused our concept of the Godhead, and
他没有圣灵,
he did not understand.
要有应许的圣灵,
he did not have the promised Holy Spirit. He did not understand.
不然搅他半天搅不出来.
And so even spending half a day with him, he did not understand.
他现在可能还活着，应该了.
I'm pretty sure he's still alive.
你们如果有兴趣，可以写信问他看。他应该认识我才对。
And you can write to him. He knows me.
我的意思是说，我们是真耶稣教会，就是要把神的国建起来，就是宣道了。我们一开始就讲了，这个系统神学目的是什么？宣道，在降的时候带着神的能力，只是这样子了。你不要在那边，你我往你来，你往我来，在那边讨论学术也可以的。如果郭大哥你有时间可以，但是如果当传道不应该做这个。
So my point is that this whole study of systematic theology, one of the functions that we mentioned in the beginning is it's for preaching. It's not just about talking about scholarly topics and talking about theories. It's the gospel message.
好，那我们现在奉主受圣名，我们继续来看那个诗篇。
Now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, let's continue with reading a verse in Psalms.
诗篇十九篇。
Psalm 19。
啊，这里那个讲到诸天来说神的荣耀。
Here it says that the heavens declare the glory of God.
穹苍传扬他的手段。
The firmament shows his handiwork.
你听到没有
？Do you hear it？
有没有
？Do you hear this declaration？
好，你可能没听到啊。
Maybe you do not hear it.
有听到没有
？Have you heard this declaration？
那个诸天述说神的荣耀，你有没有听到
？The heavens declare the glory of God. Do you hear the heavens？
啊，这日到那日发出言语。
Day unto day utter speech.
这夜到那夜传出知识。
And night unto night reveals knowledge.
你有没有得到这样的知识
？Have you received this knowledge？
你有没有写过诗来颂扬这样的一个伟大的神
？Have you written a psalm or a poem to glorify God？ praise God。
第三节
，verse three。
又没有声音了
，there is no speech，
也没有办法可以听。
Nor language where their voice is not heard。
第四节
，verse four。
但是他的亮带呢，通遍天下。
Their line has gone out through all the earth。
他的语言全遍地极。
And their words to the end of the world。
你有没有听到
？Do you hear it？
我们一般的我们的教会人很少听到这样的声音。
Typically in the church, very few people hear these sounds.
有没有？你看圣灵月刊，很少人哇，很少人有用这个方式来写对神的赞美的，有没有
？Right, so you can see people.In our church, rarely write in such a way like this, like David here to describe God.
如果有人问你说啊，明天让你做见证。
For example, if someone asks you tomorrow, we'll invite you to give a testimony.
见证神迹。
To testify about a miracle.
你要买了癌了吗？有你有神迹嘛？对不对
？You've 有没有 experienced miracles, right?
有没有？有。
Yes.
多少？
How many? How many times?
今天有没有
？Today, yes.
有没有？你想那么久
？It seems like you need a lot of time to think about it.
有一些人根本不用想。
But actually, we don't have to think so hard.
随时都可以见证神迹。
We can always talk about God's miracles.
很多不是我们教会人，他们都会。
And other people outside of our church, it's very easy for them.
有的根本不信耶稣是基督也会。
And then even people who do not believe Jesus Christ, they also can talk about God.
他见证
了 very easily.
对吗
？Is their testimony true?
对。
It's true.
他只要说，我会呼吸，这是神迹。
If they say, the fact that I'm breathing now, this is a miracle.
是不是神迹啊？
Is this a miracle?
你呼吸是不是神迹
？Is breathing a miracle?
是啊。
It is.
这个叫做什么？一般的神迹，自然的神迹。
So this is what we call general miracles.、Right?
从哪里来的？从神来的。
Where do they come from? Of course, they come from God.
这个神迹给谁
？Who are these miracles given to?
给所有会呼吸的人。
They're given to all those who still breathe.
这是神迹哦，你不要。
This is a miracle.
你感冒了。
If you have a cold,
医生说多喝水。
Doctor tells you drink more water.
多休息。
Rest more.
你听了。
And then you listen to him.
可能我不知道了哈，三天就好了。
Maybe you're well after 3 days.
你什么都没有做。
You didn't even do anything.
是不是神迹
？Is this a miracle?
是啊
，It is
什么神迹
？What type of miracle？
是不是特别给你的
？Is it something specially given to you？
没有，这是给大家的。
No, this is a general miracle that's given to most everyone.
除非你生病了
，Unless you get a cold，
除非你的抗体出问题
，and your immune system has a problem。
神造你的时候，那是神迹，已经把那个抗体。这个我就不会，这里可能学医的或是学什么的，已经有放一个什么东西抗体在里面。如果你有吸进来了，就、白血球一样，哇，更多。
See, God,
这是不是神迹？是啊，是不是你控制的？没有，你没有控制、
He already gave you, gave us an immune system, and when there's foreign bodies inside us, it'll generate white blood cells to attack it, And this is a miracle that God has given us. We didn't do anything, and God gave it to us.
这是神迹，不要忘记。
This is a miracle too.
太阳出来了。
When the sun comes out.
那个罪恶的那个枪击犯也在那个海滩上面啊，享受。
Even the most wicked man who is lying on the beach sunbathing.
神有没有爱他？
Does God love him?
有啊。
Yes.
用什么爱他？
What does he use to love him?
用太阳照。
He uses the sun.
这个耶稣讲照恶人啊。
The sun also rises over the evil.
没有说你太恶了。
This is what Jesus said.
你走到那里，神的手就遮着你。
And it's not that you're so evil, and then God will use his hand to cover you, so you walk in shade.
好，这叫所谓的，在系统神学里面有一章叫做神迹或是启示，就一般神迹，一般启示。
There's a special topic under systematic theology that you can talk about revelation and miracles, and then there's you can categorize it even more into general revelation and special revelation.
那这个一般的启示，你看到太阳，你哇，感谢主耶稣。
And
For
general revelation, for example, the sun rises upon us, and we thank God for the sun coming out. This is also something that we should be doing.
那当然，因为我们因为这个是每个人的经验，所以让你来做这个见证，大家听了都打瞌睡了。
But the thing is that
哦，我也有啊。
But the thing is, everyone has this common experience. So if someone were to give this testimony, people would probably sleep because they would think, "Oh, I have the same experience too."
好，那个从圣经来讲。
But from the Bible,
圣经既然写在这里。
The Bible is in our hands.
你一般的道理，谁来看，只要相信，都会得到造就。
Right. As long as you believe, you read the Bible, you will be edified.
无论是真耶稣教会不是真耶稣教会。
Whether you are True Jesus Church member or not.
你不是真耶稣教会的，你不识字的也没有办法读啊。
If you are not True Jesus Church or you're not illiterate, if you're illiterate, you won't be able to read it.
就是，你不识字怎么读？
Yeah. So.
也不会说因为你得到应许的圣灵，那我就不识字也读的。不但读了，还那个原文都读出来，那就怪了。
So, if you're illiterate, you can't read it. Even if you have the promised Holy Spirit, you probably will not be able to.
他们得过应许圣灵的学习，然后也是像我一样学的背到头晕脑胀嘛，不是吗？
So,
还是你一祷告就通了，就背进来了，我就不知道。
All of us, we have to learn language from the start, right?
Yeah. 好
，including. Every language.
但是我们跟他们不一样在哪里？
But what's the difference between us and others?
你这个普通的启示，普通的那个神迹，没有办法直接带到神那里。
These general revelations, these general miracles, they have no power to bring somebody directly to the presence of God.
这跟得救有关系。
Because this is related to salvation.
这个要神的拣选。
And this requires God's election.
特殊的启示。
It's a special revelation.
是这样子。好，那你，比如说生病了。
So let's say we are sick.
那这个病呢，一般来讲，我们以前听的就是说已经觉那个，我们最常会讲说人的什么尽头是神的什么起头，是不是
？So we have a saying that the end of man is the beginning of God.
已经医到不能再医了。
So we've exhausted all medical avenues to cure a disease.
去给医生医，对不对
？And we went to the doctor, right?
这是正常啊。
This is typical. This is normal.
如果那医生不是无私了哈。
As long as the doctor is not a
无私那个无术啊那个。
A witch or a
那就
black magic
啊。我怎么知道？
哦，巫师，
巫师
，witchcraft， 哈、
啊，巫师现在这里可能不流行，那非洲比较流行。
This is more common in Africa.
生病有时候去找巫师。
Some of them, they when they're sick, they go to the African doctor.
我小时候我们那个乡下生病就是找那个鸡头。
And then when I was in the countryside in Taiwan, some people also they would go to these
鸡头那个什么
，witches, sorceress.
Sorceress.、嗯、好。那如果正常的医生，他是看你的生理、心理，这个他是研究神的创造。
But a typical doctor, he has studied God's creation, the body.
你缺什么，需要什么？因为你 你平常都你以为吃盐不好嘛，对不对？你说一直不吃盐呢，到最后生病了。那这个生病你祷告，我不知道会不会好，就是我还是劝你怎么样，吃点盐就好了。
So, the doctor can also remind us if we're lacking something. For example, maybe we have a very low sodium diet, but then we don't eat our salt, and then we grow sick. Of course, you can pray to be healed, but actually the most direct way is eat more salt.
就是你吃一点盐是不是生机就好了，是不是生机也是啊，因为神创造你里面就需要这一点盐啊，你一直不给他吃，所以你一加进来，哎，就好了，也是神迹。
And by consuming more sodium in your diet, and then you get well, is this a miracle? Yes, it's also a miracle because God created this these body functions in our body, and now we're well. Right?
那你也可以一边吃一边祷告啊。
Of course, you can also take medicine and pray at the same time.
这是最好啊。
This is the best.
所以我们信徒常常吃药也祷告，这是对的。
So many of our members, before they take medicine, they also pray or they pray while they're taking medicine, and this is right.
当然他相信说神借的这个药啊，让我恢复到自然，神的创造，神的创造最完美了。
Right. And of course, in their prayer, they believe that God, through this medicine, can help restore me to my natural state, because God's creation is the best.
人的生病就是越轨了，越出了神的创造。神创造应该是完美的嘛。
God's creation is perfect.
那你少了一个钠，少一个什么东西。
So if we lack something,
那就补一补就好了。
Then we just
补回神的。
Restore it, add it back, and we go back to the original state of our creation.
好，那如果这个病实在是不行了。
If the disease is very severe.
所以我们也听过很多的见证啊，那个，哦，Raymond的爸爸，你，他不晓得吃什么，要吃到最后不行啊，把所有药都怎么样丢了。
We hear many testimones. For example, Preacher Raymond's dad, one time he had an illness, he threw away all the medicine because it was no work. He prayed and he was well. This is a special miracle.
啊，当然你有些病哈，你把药丢了，是不是会好？我没有你的信心。为什么呢？你需要，譬如说。你缺哦，这个我不知道。这个医生哈，你缺铁嘛？那很简单，你就吃几片铁片就好了嘛。那你不要，你把铁片医生给你的铁片，你偷偷丢掉，你进食祷告啊，我就。
So typically,
你可能有特别信心，但是我没有。
Typically, we should take medicine or supplements to help whatever we are deficient in, right? So let's say we lack iron, we should just take some iron supplements and then our health will be back to normal. But if we purposely throw away the iron supplements and then are fasting and praying for God to heal us, I admit that I don't have your type of faith.
那周传道就是周传道的爸爸。
But for this particular case, Preacher Jonathan, he was taking medicine, and I think this is Preacher Jonathan, but maybe, you know, maybe it was, but there's many testimonies like this where they were taking medicine, it was no use, and so they just threw it away. When they testified, they say that maybe like the medicine was like it's like their stomach is just like a storage container for the pills.
不好，又更严重。
And then it didn't get better. On the other hand, they got worse.
到最后是人家想尽头了，所以呢，完全交托神。
And so man has gone to their end, and then so they relied 100% on God.
这就是特殊神迹。
And then when God works, this is a special revelation, special miracle.
讲了半天，因为只有一个问题嘛，所以。
So I only received one question here.
所以回答比较长一点。
So that's why I'm.
刚刚那是在回答这个。
This is related to the question.
好，这 Q&A 呢，有一个人写说，虽然有很多人空有属世的智慧而否定神的存在，所以我们讲有人有。 属世的智慧，但是他不认为神的存在。
So, even though there are people who have a lot of earthly knowledge, but they do not acknowledge the existence of God.
他说，但另外有一个极端。
But then there's another extreme.
就是人呢，以为神以神的话而否定世界上从神来的启示。
And then they would use the word of God to ignore the revelation from God's creation.
对，好，翻得很好，这个要录起来。那他举个例子。
So he or she gave some examples.
有些人光祷告而不寻求医治。
For example, some people just pray and they do not try to find a cure for their illness.
或者完全否定疫苗。
疫苗。
疫苗这是什么？
Or are there anti-vaccinations?
如果这有这些状况，我们的教导应该如何呢？
So if people have this type of are in this type of situation, how should we instruct them?
我刚刚已经讲了，这就是我刚刚不是教导了吗？
So I already basically answered that.
看你信心大小了。
So basically, it depends on your faith.
如果是属于神创造自然的
If it's related to the physical world and our physical needs,
你要照自然的那个神的创造来做比较好
Then we should respond by using physical means.
譬如说
For example,
你五十肩了哈
五十肩、嗯、
就是手抬不起来五十肩啊、那个医生说你是什么那个肌肉粘连啊、
oh,
你没有听过、
sorry.
就真的拿不起来
OK, so maybe you have a dislocated shoulder or Oh, if the muscle Oh, OK So let's say the your joint is frozen, rigid. There's a spasm or something
他说粘连啊我也不知道什么是粘连啊
And you cannot raise your arm
那你就开始祷告。
So then you pray.
你也不去找那个复健的。
You did not.
有时候找复健的有用啊。
You didn't go seek a physical therapist.
如果你说，哎，传道，我为这心禁食祷告，你要不要跟我一起禁食？我说，你自己禁食，我吃完再跟你祷告。
And then this member asked me, preacher, I'm going to fast and pray for this. Can you fast and pray with me? I would probably tell him.You fast and pray first. I'll first eat and then I'll pray with you. This is my faith, right? We eat and then we'll talk about it. Maybe I'll even try to do some acupressure massage. Right? It'll probably help. Because this is a physical infirmity. Yesterday there was a sister over 90 years old, a hunchback. And she was saying that her legs are not very well, she cannot move, move very freely. Would you fast and pray for her that God heals her?
也可以啊，但是我的想法，我是跟她说哎呀，感谢神啊！九十年的机器这样还很好啊。
You can, but what I told her was like, oh, a 90-year-old machine, like your body is still working. Thank God.
九十几岁了，我在想，我还是不是还能够活到那么久，还能够这样
走？ I was thinking for myself, when I'm 90, can I be in such a good shape as her?
我遇到一个五十几岁比我年轻的。
Because I know also members, like for example, a 50-year-old member, he's already in a wheelchair.
我的意思说，像他那样是自然的。
So what I'm saying is that that was a natural progression of aging.
在神的创造自然的神迹之下是这样。
And this is God's creation. Naturally, that's what happens.
我希望那信心问题没有一个标准。
Now, when we're talking about problems with faith, there's no absolute standard.
你跟神的关系。
That's between us and God.
有时候你要一扔，这个要看那些病好。有时候你要一扔，可能就没命。
If you just want to throw away the medicine, That's between you and God, because maybe once you throw away, you may die.
我们说禁食很有 powerful, 对不对？
We often say fasting and prayer is very powerful.
非洲一个工人。
There was a worker in Africa.
他听了那个人家见证说初期工人禁食。
And he heard testimonies of how the early workers fasted for 39 days. He started to fast himself.
结果呢?
What was the result?
结果就死掉。
The result was he died.
死了。
He died. He really died.
真的死掉了。
He really died.
救不回来。
They cannot revive him.
为什么?
Why?
啊，这个讲起来是因为当时有三个工人。
Well, this is a long story, but at that time there were three workers.
他们说是联总特别跟他们训练。
And the International Assembly specifically trained them.
他们都是本来就是外教会的牧师。
Originally, they were all preachers from other denominations.
好，那这个呢是他自己认为最没有恩赐嘛。
And this one who fasted, he thought that.He was the least gifted among them. The other two, one was very sharp, and the other one preached very eloquently. And then he was thinking,
基础的那个动机是不对啊，要拼一下，结果就怎么样？主耶稣说：“你若要这样，到我这里来比较安全啊。”
And he was thinking, oh, these other two are so gifted. Well, wait and see. I'm going to fast and pray, and God will give me direct revelation. I'll be so powerful. And he didn't stop to think about whether his motivation was right in the first place. And so basically, God saw this case and thought, well, it's probably safer if you're with me.In my bosom now.
你可以想哈，如果让他进食成功了。
What if he fasted and he was successful?
哦，我看每次讲到就是说，你们谁有四十天的进食像我
？And then he probably would in his preaching would be saying, "Have any of you fasted and prayed for 40 days and nights like me?"
主耶稣说好，你到我这边就。
And so Jesus said, "Well, just come home early."
好。他第二个问题。
Second question.
那平常我们查考圣经都会看到很多不属于教会的文件。
Normally when we read the Bible, there are a lot of content that is not necessarily related to the church.
那很久以前的死海古卷。
For the Dead Sea Scrolls.
还有一些收录的什么福音书啦。
And also other so-called Gospels.
到网络上，哎，许多怪怪的文章呢。
And also these other strange articles we may see online.
他的问题是说，面对这些，我们要如何分辨
？And the question is, how should we discern, when we face these types of information and contents?
以及坚固我们的心智。
And then also establish our faith.
你在读的时候，哈，我没有叫你读哈。
So, I'm not telling you that you should go and read it.
如果你读了出问题，哎，你是不是你有讲了？那你就要负责了。
So, if
没有了，这是开玩笑。
If you read it, the responsibility is yours. Okay, we do not take responsibility.
一般如果你不 sure, 不要去读。
So if you're not sure, then typically, better not to read it.
如果你想说要知道一点，那就问问传道。
But if you want to know a little bit more, you can also ask a preacher.
我的原则是这样子。
My principle is this.
如果我们信徒读外面的东西中毒了
，If our members they read or they listen to consume resources from outside the church and they're poisoned.
当然，如果传道不知道，那传道打一个屁股。
That if the preacher doesn't know, then the preacher needs to be disciplined.
打一个就好了。
Oh, needs to be spanked once.
如果传道知道，然后又跟他这样子，一直让他读到最后，他就死掉了。这个传道可能要赔命啊。
If the preacher knows that
赔命是没有办法赔得起，要负责。
If the preacher knows that the member is already poisoned and then continues to encourage the member to keep reading, then this preacher has to take responsibility. Perhaps he must be punished with 10 spankings.
Yeah.
But if the preacher has already warned the person,
啊, 他又不听,
and he does not listen,
那就没办法,
then there's no use.
啊, 但是至少打半下,
but you at least have to try.
那如果传道自己看外面东西死了, 怎么办?
What if the preacher looks at external resources and then he dies spiritually?
后面有答案, 什么答案?
What is the answer in the back?
有没有听到?
The answer is
再大声一点呢?
The answer is you deserved it.
就是这样。 为什么呢?
Why?
你是牧人,
because you're the shepherd, right?
交在你手里, 你自己看外面, 你要带人家吃好草啊, 你不警告, 你自己吃屎了。
And you're the shepherd, and you're supposed to bring people to good pasture, and yet you yourself, you ate this funny food, and you died.
那你不晓得会害死多少人。
And then, if you're not aware yourself too, you also will harm so many people.
如果讲到最后，你死还是小事啊。
So, put in other words, just for you yourself to spiritually die, that's just a small matter, right? Because it's only one person.
一个传道如果偏了,
but if a preacher goes astray,
害死多少人,
he can affect so many people.
初期教会神官错,
so, you can see that the early days, the church, their concept of Godhead strayed.
从第二世纪开始,
this is starting from the second century.
可以看到慢慢错,
and then it's the error grew and grew.
很奇妙, 我们真教会的人一看这是慢慢错, 对那个三位体人他们说慢慢的怎么样, 建立,
so for us who are True Jesus Church, we look at this and we think, and we say, hey, they basically were slowly corrupted. But then for them who believe in Trinity, they say that actually slowly, slowly it progressed and we formed this doctrine of Trinity.
整个教会坏掉,
and you can see that this spoiled the entire church. It only happened within 100 years.
在真耶稣教会,
and in the True Jesus Church,
快要100年了,
it's almost 100 years of history. And since this doctrine of the self-existence of Satan came out,
如果全真耶稣教会说, Amen,
if the whole True Jesus Church says Amen to this,
真耶稣教会完了,
then the True Jesus Church is over.
不会,
but this is not what's going to happen.
为什么?
Why?
我们有沉稳的教义,
because we have a very 沉稳 is very,
已经有 text,
we already have the doctrine that's already written in a literary form.
并且整体的教会, 从连总来讲, 从不小, 从传道人, 从信徒, 老早就发现这个是出于魔鬼的,
and,
魔鬼撒旦, 在 真教会100年这个过程当中来乱的,
from the entire body, from the point of view of the entire body of the church, at least from the perspective of the International Assembly and all the various workers, they can see that this is a teaching that is from Satan.
这是神观的问题,
and this is a problem with the person's understanding of Godhead.
再讲一次,
I will repeat again.
不要用这个再乱了,
don't use this to cause more confusion.
有人认为，如果你认为你们在做一样，认为是魔鬼自存，一定要悔改, right. 因为你是被迷惑。
So again, so for anyone, including people sitting here, if you believe Satan is self-existing, you must repent.
Right. 如果你还蒙蒙叉叉不知道，哎，好像是对，你要悔改。
If you are also unsure, you didn't make a conclusion yet, you also must repent.
因为不是我们的神啊。
Because that concept is not the God that we believe in.
你是拜另外一个神,
you have worshipped another God.
只是魔鬼要来混乱真耶稣教会,
and this is Satan trying to cause confusion in the True Jesus Church.
这个是我们真耶稣教会要度过100年的一个历史性的一个很特殊的一个历件,
and this is a very special situation that we have encountered in our 100 years of history.
以前离道的, 哦, 被除名的工人都出去, In the past,
those workers who left the True Jesus Church and formed their own group, they left. They really left the organization.
And
their concept of God is probably very similar to ours.
现在魔鬼的工作是另外一种方式。
But Satan now works in a different way.
他在你里面。
灵。
在你的里面呢。
Oh, he will now work in internal to the body.
造成癌症。
They become like a cancer.
这个是最严重的。
And this is very serious.
现在的你一听到癌症，已经是摸着嘴巴牙齿痛了。
Many people when they hear the term cancer, of course, we get worried. We
魔鬼自存从这里下来的这些团体或者这些人，如果相信的，这就是教会的癌呀。
So those who subscribe to the belief that Satan is self-existing, all those workers and people, and that group, this is the cancer to the True Jesus Church.
他们是用正数教会。
They continue to use the name True Jesus Church.
他们也认为他们是清流，要来改革教会。
And they also feel like they are the starting a new reformation in the True Jesus Church.
魔鬼的工作在真主教会里面迫害、迫害、再迫害。
But actually, this is the work of Satan, and his destructive work in the church.
这个时候，如果你不出来
，if we do not come out of this,
不认识、不看清啊
，and we also don't recognize, and discern,
你会被迷惑
，then we will be deceived.
败坏的开始。
And this is the beginning of corruption.
这个败坏你可能。十年、二十年、三十年，说不定看你败坏的程度。
Right, and this corruption may take 10, 20 years, depends on the progress.
我们刚刚那个应该是回答完了哈。
So I think I answered that question, right?
好，那我们来看那个以赛亚书。
Let's now turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十六章。
Chapter 56.
以赛亚书五十六章
，Isaiah chapter 56，
从第一节到第八节
，from verses 1 through 8，
用结构分析来看，我们用两个字、两个句把它撑出来。
If we use a structural analysis, we use one word to divide these eight verses.
来，我们看第三节
，Let's read verse 3。
与主哈与神联合的外邦人
，says。The son of the foreigner who has joined himself to the Lord.
Okay. 英文是照希伯来翻的了哈。那接下来第六节。
Read verse 6.
那些与神联合的外邦人。
Says the sons of the foreigner who joined themselves to the Lord.
其实这两个从第一节到第八节是一大段。
So verses 1 through 8 is one complete section.
他把它分成两部分。
And we can divide it into two subsections.
那这个都是讲那个与神联合的外邦人。
And this is all talking about the sons of the foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord.
其实在以赛亚书，你若读以赛亚书就知道，很多预言到耶稣时代，甚至预言到我们现在。
And so we know if we read the book of Isaiah, there are many prophecies that prophesy about Jesus' time, and then many also prophesy aboutOur time now.
好，这是讲外邦那个信主。
This is talking about the Gentiles believing in the Lord Jesus.
第一段哈，如果你读的话，它是说神不分别。
The first section basically is talking about how God will not discriminate.
对，第三节嘛哈。
Let's read verse three.
神不会从他民众把它分别出来。
Says that God will not separate.The people that he has called.
你也不要说我是生不出小孩的啦。
Do not say that, I am a dry tree, I'm a eunuch.
是太监哈，只是会生小孩的。
Right, that God only chooses those that are fertile.
那不只是这样子。
It's not only this.
神还让他们享受安息日。
God will also allow them to enjoy the Sabbath day.
第七节
，verse 7.
要到他的圣山
，and they will go to his holy mountain.
他们祷告
，and they will pray.
在祷告我的殿中喜乐
，and they will rejoice in my house of prayer.
那第七节就知道这是主耶稣有讲过的哈。
Verse 7 is actually something Jesus Christ talked about before.
我的殿必称为万民祷告的殿。
That my house should be called a house of prayer for all nations.
好， 这主耶稣那个时候已经应验了。
This is something that Jesus Christ quoted in his time.
并且我们现在正在应验。
But today is also something that's being fulfilled in our day.
但是他这话讲话的话风哦，讲话的这个语气。一下子改变了。
But you can see the tone of voice immediately changes when we got to verse 9.
这是可怕呀。
This is very frightening.
那田里的猪兽都来吞吃。
All you beasts of the field come to devour.
请这个野兽来。
And so we see that there's beasts.
第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
看守的人呢？
His watchmen, what happened?
是瞎子的。
They are blind.
都没有知识。
They are all ignorant.
都是哑巴的狗。
They are dumb dogs.
不能叫。
They cannot bark.
做梦。
They are
接下来你就知道。
Dreaming, slumbering.
这个也是在以赛亚讲的时候是一个预言啊。
So during Isaiah's time, this was a prophecy.
但是也是一直进入到这个状况。
But this prophecy, you can see eventually is fulfilled.
所以在当时以历史来讲的话，就是。国家灭亡了。
And according to the history, you can see nations were destroyed.
然后到使徒时代呢
？And during the time of the apostolic church,
使徒时代很，你看那个教会历史，怎么想都想不到的。
And when you look at church history, there's many things we is beyond our imagination.
目前英文世界比较就是教会历史比较。一直在用的比较最有名就是那 Walker 那一本嘛，有没有？你也有嘛，对不对？
有有。In the English language, probably the best complete volume of church history is written by Willison Walker.
当然是相当，如果以学术来讲，权威啊。
From a scholarly point of view, is authoritative.
那一般平常人要念也不太容易哦。
So it's pretty difficult to read for the layman.
它里面就讲了。
But inside you can see.
他说这个使徒的时代一直走到差不多一百年，忽然怎么
？Even in his
就没有什么消息，忽然一变就变成什么 ？Catholic Church.
So you can see that even in his history of the church, he said after 100 years of apostolic history, suddenly the church changed into this Catholic Church.
一百年当中，他说是最黑暗的事情。所以黑暗不是说就是最没有消息了。
So during this 100 years, it is a dark period, meaning there was not much information.
那我看到这里，当然这是我自己的诠释啊。如果你不相信，那就没有关系啊。那个时候，你看没有一个叫，连大家都不叫，都哑巴狗，连叫一声都不叫。
So, for me, this is a fulfillment of the prophecy here in Isaiah. At that time, the watchmen were blind. No one was warning anyone.
你不能做什么，你要叫两声。
Right, even if you can't do anything, you can shout twice to warn people.
狗就是要叫嘛。
Dogs are called dogs bark.
信不信是你们的事。
And whether people believe or not, it's up to them.
真耶稣教会不会这样。
But our true Jesus Church will not fall into the fate of the apostolic church.
我们要叫。
Of course, we will bark. We will warn people.
继续叫。
We will continue to shout out.
真耶稣教不像那个时候亡掉，不会的。
So the true Jesus Church will not be like this to become devoured.
有人叫就不会亡。
If there are people who are willing to shout and warn, it then we will not be consumed.
他是看守的人吗？
He's a watchman.
你也是看守的人。
You are watchman too.
你不要忘记啊，你以为说。你这样以为说是只有他而已啊？你也是。
Don't forget, you are also a watchman.
真的，大家，你也是看守人，知道吗
？So you are all, we are all watchmen.
只是范围大小而已。
It's just whether it depends on the scope only.
至少你看你自己呀。
At the very least, you are a watchman for yourself.
你说我又没有牧会。
You might say, I don't have a congregation to pastor.
至少你要看你自己。
But you at least have to look after yourself.
你看不对了，要叫两声。
If you are straying, you must cry out and warn yourself.
使徒时代没人叫。
During the apostolic era, no one cried out.
整个神观被他们改了。
And then the concept of the Godhead was corrupted.
一步一步的。
And then step by step.
所以呢，换到我们真耶稣教会。
So now when we talk about the True Jesus Church，
就讲了。
We must speak。
魔鬼自存，可能这一代人没有办法相信。五十年之后，有人会相信。
Maybe
有人就这样敢讲啊。
Maybe in the beginning, no one would believe this doctrine of Satan's self-existence. But then, 50 years later, people then were willing to talk about it and believe in it.
表示说一直要拼下去啊。
It means that this is something that will continue.
不是我们啊。就是传异端的继续拼下去啊，这不是出于人的。
Of course, not us, but those who spread this heresy will continue to promote their idea.
五十年之后想出这个道理的人还会活着吗？有可能，但那时候可能全世界排老的已经是。
So 50 years.
再过几年，可能现在目前世界若最老的现在了，不会超过120岁。你可以上网看。
So 50 years from now, maybe this doctrine will continue to be preached. But those people may be older. Right? Yeah. They'll be older.
不没有超过120岁。
But they won't. Yeah. And then, of course, if you look at the lifespan of people on Earth today, no one is over 120 years old.
因为我这个我做记录，差不多做了二三十年记录了，都没有超过120岁，说117、8岁，最多116岁、17岁就死了。那常常在换嘛，有时候日本换的比较多，日本、西班牙，你可以上网可以。
So, the oldest living person usually only lives up to close to 120, like 160, 170, and then passes away. And then the next oldest person, takes up the title, but and then change, the countries change.
所以每个人都要叫。
But the point is that we all must cry aloud and not be a dumb dog. We must bark because we've come into this state and situation. So we might not have much ability, but at the very least, we can bark.
至少不会像这个亡国的贪食的不知饱足的做梦的那个贪睡的哑巴狗。
At least do not be these blind, ignorant, dumb, right? Sleeping, slumbering people.
好，这个是，来，最后我们讲这个。
Okay, let's now go back to this.
那个亚他那修心经。
Let's go back to the Athanasian Creed. We use this as a conclusion.
这是使徒实在是被他们搞坏的。
And you can see that the apostolic era was now corrupted because of this.
因为神官坏了，你其他人还会对啊？
Because the concept of Godhead was changed.
绝对错的。
And this is wrong.
使徒实在这样子，现在还有人试着要这样子，这个可能不是出于他的。应该是出于恶者。
好 ，sorry， 没有听到。
没有听到。
谁在？
如果你认为
哦，
魔鬼自存。
哦 ，OK。So people are still trying to change Godhead today. Is the point, right?
这是一个改变神观的。
This is trying the doctrine of the self-existence of Satan is an attack on the true concept of God.
这个改变比三位一体的改变更严重。
And
那个如果以罪恶来讲，根本加几百倍。
This attack from the perspective of sin, the severity of sin, is actually 100 times greater than what the people in this era did.
你还不感觉很警醒、很严肃？你还说还无所谓嘛？吵那一些。
So we should not just feel like this is not a matter, an important matter. Like who cares where Satan comes from?
我几年前已经讲了。
Several years ago, I already told you.
全世界如果真耶稣教会的信徒都说阿门，我换一个神，我不跟你们一样同一神，我的神不会跟魔鬼同样自存。
Right, and
我意思说我们不同神，不同神当然就。不同宗教了，不要说什么同个教会。
So I said that if all the members of the True Jesus Church believe in the self-existence of Satan, I would not and I believe in a different God. And when it's a different God, you can say that it's a different religion.
这么严重啊?
This is something very serious.
对, 没有感觉吗?
Do we not understand the severity?
以前我们, 至少我啦, 我不好, 不是说不好意思, 我一直不敢, 不是不敢讲, 我, 至少如果你是一个工人, 案例的工人, 我一定尊重你, 你是神的受膏者。
So in the past, I was...
你是神的受膏者, 尊重你。 神会直接来处理你, 不用我来讲什么。
So in the past, I was not so outspoken. Because I understood that if it's God's worker, he's an anointed of God, God will extend his hand to handle the situation. Same thing with me.
昨天我没有看过,
yesterday we saw this.
That
workers are subject to an even greater judgment, stricter judgment.
Right?
This is what Paul said.
师父啊,
so Paul said, not every one of you seek to be teachers.
上台讲一次道, 其实是被打一次,
as, every time we go to the pulpit to preach, it's as if we are struck once too.
所以要很小心就是,
so we need to be careful.
所以是不是兄弟啊, 兄弟,
so,
互相代打,
so we should pray for one another.
好, 我们看父不是做成的,
so here the Father is made of none.
好,再来,
let's go to the next slide.
而是受生, 第二十二节, 他是被 begotten,
and then the Son is begotten.
那在什么时候 begotten?
And when was the Son begotten?
来, 那个继续,
if we keep going, let's go to the next slide.
好,再继续,
let's keep going.
没有办法再很详细看了,
can we, because we cannot go into details.
好,再来,
next slide.
好,在这里, 其为神与父同体,
says God of the substance or essence of the Father.
继续就是这个, 跟那个尼西亚信经一样的, 它是什么? 受生于诸世界之先。
And then here is a clause that's very similar to the Nicene Creed. It says, begotten before the worlds.
好, 我们又回到我们的这个, 今天早上的这里。
So now we go back to what we were talking about in the morning.
在创世之前,
that before the creation of the world,
所以就父, 生子,
so the Father had already begotten the Son.
啊,当然如果你把这个全部,四十二条看完,哦,
so when you look at the entire Anastasian Creed,
他们是同样是神,
they, you can see that the Father, Son
都是神,
are both God in essence.
哎,好,然后呢, 父子圣灵,
and then the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Actually, when we talk about Holy Spirit, they also have a mistake. But we don't have time to talk about that.
那他们是不一样的位格嘛,
so they have different personalities. There's different personhood.
Person 不一样,
yeah. So they're different persons.
这个我们很知道的, 他们都是神,
but they're also God in essence.
好, 他们这样分,
so they divided it like this.
这是在永恒里面,
and this is in eternity.
再来就没有了, 那父什么时候生子?
So when did the Father begot the Son? Begot the Son.
他们就说永远生出来,
they said that he was begotten eternally.
听英文比较对, eternally 就是现在有没有在生?
还有,
如果 eternally 就是现在还在生,
right, so begotten eternally implies that it is something that's still ongoing in the present.
在这个你看哦,
because it surpasses time.
这个是在基督里面创造出来的,
because this is what Christ created.
这个要, 这个系统神学以后不能说以后, 这个就创造论所要知道的,
and this is related to the doctrine of creation.
In beginning, 那个beginning就是阿嘿, 就是耶稣说我是阿嘿啊, 是在基督里面造的。
So in Christ, in the beginning, these things were created in him. Christ is the beginning.
好啊，其实这个讲世界，也其实在这个灵界里面的创造。
And, this creation is both including the physical world and the spiritual world.
对。那在永恒，就是在这个之上。Eternal,
but when we talk
begotten,
about eternally and eternally begotten, this is beyond.
在这个物质之上一直在 begotten 啊。
And so beyond this physical world, the Father is eternally begetting the Son.
所以他们才有这样的看法。
And that's their perspective on the Godhead.
那父生子永远生出。
So the Father is eternally begetting the Son.
他们又用这个人间的这个 prosopon, 这个 person, 来定义。
And they also have defined the personhood of each essence, each person of God.
对不对 ?prosopon, 对不对就是脸啊 face.
And they have defined the prosopon or the face of each person.
那我们来看圣经。
So let's talk about the Bible.
圣经从来没有说父生子在永恒生出。
The Bible never talks about the Son is eternally begotten by the Father.
父生子在什么时候
？When does the Father beget the Son?
父有生子啊。
The Father did beget the Son.
哦，我们来看。
But when did this happen?
来看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to Acts。
《使徒行传》，我们看第十三章。
Acts chapter 13。
十三章，我们看第三十三节。
Let's read verse 33。
好，请你念。
Acts chapter 13, verse 33. God has fulfilled this for us, their children.In that he has raised up Jesus. As it is also written in the second psalm, You are my son. Today I have begotten you.
34节
Verse 34. And that he raised him from the dead, no more to return to corruption. He has spoken thus, I will give you the sure mercies of David.
如果你看上下，你就知道这里呢是父生子的时候。
If you look at the context, this is when the Father begot the Son.
什么时候
？When did it happen？
就是耶稣钉十字架之后。
Which it's referring to after Jesus was crucified.
三天。
Three days later.
他复活。
He resurrected. R E S.
耶稣复活。
So it's referring to Jesus' resurrection.
也就是说，耶稣他没有朽坏。成为什么灵体
？So it's talking about how Jesus' body did not see corruption, but transform into a spiritual body.
这个就所谓他的 body resurrection 哈。
So this is his body of resurrection.
这个时候。
So it's at this moment
父
that the Father
生子
has begotten the Son.
跟他们想的完全不一样。
So this is completely different from the perspective of Trinitarians.
为什么
？Why is that？
他们把这个父子灵把它弄到神上面去了。
So basically, they exalted this concept, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, exalted it to the eternal realm of God.
神是什么
？But we know that from the Bible, God is.What?
神的 essence is spirit.
What is God's essence? His spirit.
对不对
Right?
神的存在呢
And what about God's existence?
神的存在是 I am.
God's existence is I am who I am.
啊，在这里面有没有父子灵
Is there Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in this realm?
圣经没有的
The Bible does not speak of this.
在哪里有
Where do we see the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
从圣经看到是在救赎的这个层面里面。
From the perspective of the Bible, we do see Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the realm of and the purpose of salvation.
为什么有父
？Why is there the Father?
父最原始相对的是谁？
Who is the father originally?
父在救赎的历史，父他的子是谁？
Who was the son of the father throughout salvation history?
亚当啊。
Adam.
亚当是。
In the beginning, Adam is the son of the father.
所以耶稣是神成为道成肉身成为人。那这个人是亚当，所以他是第二个亚当，他是以子，子不是说他在永恒里面是子啊，而是他为了救他自己的子，成为子这个样子身体。
And as for Jesus Christ, he was the Word who became flesh, and he became flesh because he is to save those of the flesh. So he is the second Adam.
这个就我们那个以弗所书的时候有看过，有没有？
So we read before Ephesians chapter 1.
我们谈以弗所书的时候。
When we talked about Ephesians.
谈那个救赎的计划。
We're talking about the salvation plan of God.
救赎的经纶。
And the course of salvation.
哎，这一个经纶就是一个那个
Economy, okay. The economy of salvation. Right? In the Bible also it says dispensation.
Dispensation. 这个字是 oikos. Oikos, 来什么意思?
House.
House. Nomia, law. Nomos. 这是神的家庭计划。
So this is God's plan for his house, the salvation plan.
所以在这里已经有计划。
So before the creation, there was already a plan.
哎。所以，但是这个计划是要救他老早要救这个子啊。
And this plan is to save the son, which is the sons of Adam.
Adam. Yeah. 所以耶稣这个是第一个亚当。
So this is the first Adam.
以后再来的这个是第二个。
And then the second Adam is Christ.
所以再回过看我们的神观。
So when we go back to our concept of the Godhead,
来，我们十大信条。
Let's go to the 10 articles of faith.
这个不晓得谁草泥的了哈，不晓得谁去做的。
I'm not too sure who.
这是1975年。
But this was
1975
confirmed in 1975.
那个时候我大三。
At that time, I was a junior in college.
对。那这是第二次世界代表大会定下，一直到现在都没有改，一个字都没有改。
And there, at that time, there's a World Delegates Conference, and that was when the wording was finalized. And since that time, it has never changed.
你看我们讲神观哈。
So when we talk about the Godhead,
它从什么时开始
？Where does it start with?
从道成肉身开始。
It starts with the incarnation.
道成肉身其实是救赎论里面的，如果你讲救赎论哈，还有讲基督论，都是从这里开始。
And so when we talk about the incarnation, this is related to the doctrine of salvation, also the doctrine of
那经过了救赎整个的路。
And then going through salvation, the whole process.
到唯一的救主。
Then we then talk about the one savior.
这个是救赎论。
This is talking about soteriology, salvation.
然后再上去呢，天地主宰。
Then we talk about the master of the universe.
这个是创造论。
This is then talking about the doctrine of creation.
这是神的作为哈。
This is talking about God's works.
创造论是在神论之下。
So, 创造论是
在 under Godhead 这个
so the doctrine of creation
大的范围之下
you can say can fall under the concept the doctrine of God the Godhead
再上去就是独一神了
and then going up one level even more you can then talk about we then believe in the one true God
所以这是我们真耶稣教会很独特到你摸着头发上也不晓得谁用什么头脑想出来。
So this is a very unique, this is our very unique belief, and so very special.
这个我们拿到哈佛，拿到那个 Princeton， 可以跟他们讨论的。
This is something. This is a statement you can discuss with the theological seminaries in Harvard or wherever.
唯一的基础是大家照圣经。如果你不照圣经，又拿 Paul Tillich， 又拿那个 Carbot， 那就不要再谈了。
So of course, you can have the discussion with the fundamental discussion based on the Bible, not taking other theologians like Tillich or Barth.
所以真耶稣教会。是神所设立的。
So, the Jesus Church is established by God.
只要十大信条还在。
So, as long as the Ten Articles of Faith exist,
只要有人还从我们以前传下来的还固守。
As long as people are still keeping,
这是固守而已啦。
And holding fast to this,
这是教下去遵行的，不要忘记。
Pass it on to walk in it.
如果你有问题，你感觉不太对。
If you have any questions and you feel any one of these is not quite right，
如果你私下上网骂这个骂那个，你自己要负责啊。
And you go online and you
这是破坏教会。
You rebuke this, rebuke that. This you have to bear the responsibility for because you are causing confusion in the church.
你在动摇教会的根基。
You are trying to shake the foundations of the church.
有问题怎么办
？If we do have questions, what should we do？
你家门破一个洞了。
Let's say your door in your house has a hole.
你出去就跟人家说，哦，我家破一个洞，我爸爸一定很烂的，都看不到。那怎么他呢？这个都看不到呢？难道他是真我爸爸吗？我可能要去验 DNA 啊。
Would you then go outside to your neighbors and then say, "Hey, look at my dad. There's a hole in the wall. And he didn't even fix it." And then I now even doubt if he's really my dad, and I should get a DNA test.
对不对？你要怎么办
？What would you do if you had a hole in your?
你能够就把它修了。
If you can, you would try to fix it yourself.
你很忙，跟爸爸说：“哎，爸爸有个洞了。”
If you're very busy, then you tell your dad, "Dad, we have a hole in the door." This is the normal.
如果你不正常
，normal way of handling. If you're not normal,
爸
，you say,
你家怎么破洞
？You said, "Dad, how come there's a hole here?"
啊，你头脑有没有坏啊？
And then,
你是不是生病了？啊，去看病。
Are you sick?
听说你病了，看病。
Are you sick, Dad? You gotta go see the doctor.
在圣经里面，教义是颁布执行。
So, the doctrine according to the Bible is
圣经里面
is
我们早上
decree to be announced, and then we accept and walk in it.
有问题
？If any questions.
提出来
，bring it up。
大家坐下来
，everybody
来讨论
，sit down as one family to talk about it。
如果真的有问题
，if really there's a problem，
可以不可以改
？Can you change it？
当然可以、啊、
Of course you can change it。
有可能吗
？But is this likely？
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence。